diapers,
right,
washcloth, and we better have each one better have theirs, cause if I use my sister's, my mama with me, my sister use mine, she rip her, and you better brush our teeth with our own toothpaste. I mean our own toothbrush, and comb our hair with our own combs. That's one thing she didn't allow us to. Wash ourselves with each other, wash cloth, comb our hair with each other comb, and brush our teeth with each other brush. You get a good whipping.
Well,
sometimes it be the same color and you're not looking, you go, Mommy, she got my toothbrush. Why talk about using a toothbrush? It's nasty.
Okay.
Parents used to be so mean. We call them mean, but what they was doing was right. But I know I got most things on my leg for using my sister's comb. Mommy, she got my comb. Put the comb down. I tell you, use your own comb.
Okay. All right, now what was the first school you went to?
I went to Dunbar School.
Now, where was that at?
Dunbar is on 20th Street.
And how far did that go?
I went to 6th grade.
And then you went to D.C.?
No. Then I went to Lincoln Junior High. That was in Liberty City.
Up here?
No, on 17th Avenue.
Around these schools, do they have like a small store, you know, where you could just buy like a
candy store?
Yeah, like
no, not the Lincoln Junior High. They didn't have no stores around there at all.
What about the Dunbar?
Dunbar, we had a store right in the front, but we couldn't go to it. We had to buy our candies and things before we go to school because they didn't allow you to come across. Only when the policeman was there,
uh-huh,
he'd bring it across.
But
now at 12 o'clock when we go for lunch, he'd be there. And all who go for lunch, he'll carry them across.
Did you ever have a name for, like, you know, when you were going to school, was there ever a name that you had for a small store that just catered to students?
No. This store was a regular grocery store, and you sell candies and different things.
Mainly for the kids.
No, it was a grocery store. Everybody bought groceries and, you know, a little petty store, they call them. It wasn't like the great big grocery store. And like, you want bread or milk, cookies, candies, and that's all. But we wasn't allowed to go across there. Only night I go home for lunch, the policeman's there at 12 o'clock. He'll see us go across. And then when I have my money, I come back, I go and get some candy and go back to school. But now we used to have to carry our lunch. Those that didn't get permission from the teacher to go home for lunch, you brought your lunch. Because we didn't have no cafeterias at that time when I went to school. They didn't have any cafeterias. Not to Dunbar and not to Lincoln Junior High. But when I went to Washington, they had a cafeteria. I didn't have to carry my lunch when I went to Washington. You carried your
money.
Was
that Booker T. Washington?
Mm-hmm.
That was, okay.
See, that, now Lincoln Junior High, I went there from 7th grade to 10th.
Oh, okay.
And then from 10th grade to 12th, I went to Booker T. Washington. And they had lunch, they had cafeteria. And then the Dave across the street, she had a little place. Now that was for the children. You know, it was little, and she sell fish and hot dogs and hamburgers. Just go there and get that. If you saw something in the cafeteria you didn't want.
Okay. Are you retired now, or did you have an occupation, or?
I was a nurse.
A nurse? Okay.